Hachette Audio presents I'm Not Really a Waitress, How One Woman Revamped the Beauty Industry One Color at a Time. Written by Susie Weiss-Fishman. Read by Sarah Mollo Christensen.
To my mom, my hero, Magda Blau Weiss, who endured the unendurable and emerged loving, kind, and strong. Introduction, a great opportunity. Hi, I'm Susie Weiss-Fishman. I used to bite my nails, chronically, unreservedly, obsessively. I chewed on them anytime I was nervous, and I was in the midst of gnawing a cuticle when the executive sitting across from me stopped his presentation. Miss Weiss, he said, you know you have to stop that, right? His look said it all. The co-owner and creative director of a global nail care brand couldn't very well go around with mangled nails. It was 1991, just 18 months after OPI had released a debut collection that was already revolutionizing the nail care industry. With bold, trend-setting colors like Malaga wine and Coney Island cotton candy, OPI had made manicures the hot new fashion essential, and women everywhere were asking for OPI by name. Public relations guru Harris Shepherd, who specialized in beauty and wellness brands, had taken notice and asked for a meeting. He was right about the nail biting. Sheepishly, I nodded and sat on my hands. I admit, my mind wasn't entirely on Harris's presentation. Though, I knew we'd created something special. No one had been prepared for such explosive growth. My co-founder, George Schaefer, and I were working 10 and 12-hour days, 7 days a week. We hadn't given much thought to anything besides trying to keep up with customer demand, and I was anxious to get back to work. We sat through Harris's spiel, and then I asked for a moment to speak with George alone. I've often wondered what must have gone through Harris's head as George and I ducked into the next room and launched into loud, rapid-fire Hungarian. He probably thought we were fighting to death, but George and I always spoke this way. We'd worked together for years, first in New York City and then at OPI's headquarters in North Hollywood, in a shared office that was so small one of us had to sit behind our desk in order for the other to get through the door. And we were
sample complete. Ready to continue?